Why don't we stand and pray? Prayers coming from 1 Peter 1:17-23, which will be the last time we use this in convocation prayer. So, good one to remember and try to say it from the heart, though we read it. So, right from the Word of God. Father, we call upon Thee to judge according to our work, the time of our sojourning here in fear, knowing that we were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold, from the vain conversation received by tradition, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, manifest in these last times for us. For by him we do believe in God, who raised him up from the dead, and gave him glory, that our faith and hope might be in God. Purify our souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit. Give us unfeigned love of the brethren, that we love one another with a pure heart fervently. Birth us again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Amen.
Amen.
You can't get too much of that kind of prayer. Let's sing our psalm of praise, and we're going to switch things up just a little bit here. We're going to go from 112 to the tune of 100, and then on the very back there's the continuation of Psalm 112. That is the rest of the psalm, and then we'll go and sing our usual part out of Psalm 119 after that. But then we can keep our thoughts together, maybe. Might help that.
Hallelujah, praise ye the
righteousness that endures forever. And so this is to the tune of Belmont. If you go to 112b on the last page there, let's give a hum for Belmont.
That's
Supposed to feel when bad tidings come. I think that's a tough one. When evil tidings we hear, we're not afraid. Our heart's fixed. We have confidence in the Lord and we're stayed. And then that very last line, 10, the wicked will see all this good stuff about a righteous man and they will become afraid. They will gnash their teeth and they will melt away because a righteous man is not afraid. Just simply because they're trusting in the Lord. I don't think that's something we give enough thought to. A lot of times we just get afraid that the wicked are moving instead of staying on the Lord. I think that could do us a lot of good. Well, let's go back one page to part 18. It's the 18th letter of the Hebrew alphabet, Tzaddi, which is the righteousness. This is the righteousness acrostic, because the word for righteousness in Hebrew is Zedek. And that's the letter it starts with. So you'll see the righteousness of God as the theme throughout this particular psalm. Let's give a hum for Talus. Leviticus chapter 24. verse.
Yeah.
And we will read to the end, 23. And the son of an Israelitish woman, whose father was an Egyptian, went out among the children of Israel. And this son of the Israelitish woman and a man of Israel strove together in the camp.
And the Israelitish woman's son blasphemed the name of the Lord and cursed. And they brought him unto Moses, and his mother's name was Shelomith, the daughter of Dibri of the tribe of Dan.
And they put him in ward, that the mind of the Lord might be showed them.
And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying,
Bring forth him that hath cursed without the camp, and let all that heard him lay their hands upon his head, and let all the congregation stone him.
And thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel, saying, Whosoever curses his God shall bear his sin.
And he that blasphemeth the name of the Lord, he shall surely be put to death, and all the congregation shall certainly stone him, as well the stranger as he that is born in the land. When he blasphemeth the name of the Lord, shall be put to death.
And he that killeth any man shall surely be put to death.
And he that killeth a beast shall make it good, beast for beast.
And if a man cause a blemish in his neighbor, as he hath done, so shall it be done to him.
Breach for breach, eye for eye, tooth for tooth, and he that caused a blemish in a man, so shall it be done to him again.
And he that killeth a beast, he shall restore it, and he that killeth a man, he shall be put to death.
Ye shall have one manner of law, as well for the stranger as for one of your own country, for I am the Lord your God.
And Moses spake to the children of Israel, that they should bring forth him that had cursed out of the camp, and stone him with stones, and the children of Israel did as the Lord commanded Moses.
So, a little lesson there to be learned. God's name is pretty sacred, not to be trifled with. And on top of that, we get the lex talionis, as it's called in Latin, which is the law of restitution, or the law of repayment, depending on how you want to translate that. And that basically tells us that there's justice that's due for someone who harms another, or one who steals, or one who hurts another person. And so, in this case, God's name was injured. And it was a grave offense to God, and it needed paid for him. So God made that very clear. Whether he was the son of an Egyptian or not, he was going to be judged as if God was his God. There was no other way around it. So, important, God's name is not to be trifled with. We're also in Luke 12 for our New Testament reading, in verse 22.
Josh, there's 59 verses. Do you want me to read all of that or just to a certain section?
Well, I think we can cover it all.
Okay. All right. Luke chapter 12, starting at verse 22. And he said unto his disciples, Therefore I say unto you, Take no thought for your life, what you shall eat, neither for the body, what you shall put on. The life is more than meat, and the body is more than raiment. Consider the ravens, for they neither sow nor reap, which neither have storehouse nor barn, and God feeds them. How much more are ye better than the fowls? And which of you, with taking thought, can add to his stature one cubit? If ye then be not able to do that thing which is least, why take ye thought for the rest? Consider the lilies, how they grow, they toil not, they spin not, and yet I say unto you, that Solomon, in all of his glory, was not arrayed like one of these. If then God so clothe the grass, which is today in the field, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, O ye of little faith? And seek not what ye shall eat, or what ye shall drink, neither be ye of a doubtful mind. For all these things do the nations of the world seek after, and your Father knoweth that ye have need of these things. But rather, seek ye the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. Fear not, little flock, for for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell that you have and give alms. Provide yourselves bags which wax not old, a treasure in the heavens that faileth not, where no thief approaches, neither moth corrupteth. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Let your loins be girded about, and your lights burning, and you yourselves like unto men that wait for their Lord, when he will return from the wedding, that when he cometh and knocketh, they may open unto him immediately. Blessed are those servants whom the Lord, when he cometh, shall find watching. Verily I say unto you, that he shall gird himself and make them sit down to meat, and will come forth and serve them. And if he shall come in the second watch, or come in the third watch, and find them so, blessed are those servants. And this know, that if the good man of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched, and not have suffered his house to be broken through. Be ye therefore ready also, for the Son of Man cometh at an hour when ye think not. Then Peter said unto him, Lord, speakest thou this parable unto us, or even to all? And the Lord said, Who then is that faithful and wise steward, whom his Lord shall make ruler over his household, to give them their portion of meat in due season? Blessed is that servant, whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find him so doing. Of a truth I say unto you, that he will make him ruler over all that he has. But, and if that servant say in his heart, My Lord delays his coming, and shall begin to beat the men servants and maidens, and to eat and drink and to be drunk, the Lord of that servant will come in a day when he looketh not for him, and at an hour when he is not aware, and will cut him in sunder, and will appoint him his portion with the unbelievers. And that servant which knew his Lord's will and prepared not himself, neither did according to his will, shall be beaten with many stripes. But he that kneweth not, and did commit things worthy of stripes, shall be beaten with few stripes. For unto whomsoever much is given, of whom shall much be required. And to whom men have committed much, of him they will ask the more. I am come to send fire on the earth, and what will I, if it be already kindled? But I have a baptism to be baptized with, and now I am straitened till it be accomplished. Suppose ye that I am come to give peace on earth. I tell you, nay, but rather division. For from henceforth there shall be five in one house divided, three against two, and two against three. The father shall be divided against the son, and the son against the father, and the mother against the daughter, and the daughter against the mother, and the mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And he said also to the people, When you see a cloud rise out of the west, straightway ye say, There cometh a shower, and so it is. And when ye see the south wind blow, ye say, There will be heat, and it cometh to pass. Ye hypocrites, ye can discern the face of the sky and of the earth, but how is it that you do not discern this time? Yea, and why even of yourselves judge ye not what is right? When thou goest with thine adversary to the magistrate, as thou art in the way, give diligence that thou mayest be delivered from him, lest he hail thee to the judge, and the judge deliver thee to the officer, and the officer cast thee into prison. I tell you, thou shalt not depart thence till thou hast paid the very last mite.
Why don't we sing Psalm 1 together? Why don't? I guess that's a chance for anybody to object. Well, I don't like that one. Mm-hmm.
yet not astray. In counsel of ungodly men, nor stands in sinners' way, nor sitteth in the scorner's chair, but placeth his delight upon God's law and meditates on his law day and night. He shall be like a tree that grows near, planted by a river, which in his season yields its fruit, and his leaf fadeth never. And all he does shall prosper well, the wicked are not so. But like they are unto the chaff, which wind drives to and fro. In judgment therefore shall not stand such as ungodly are, nor in the assembly of the just shall wicked men appear. For why the way of godly men unto the Lord is known, whereas the way of wicked men shall quite be overthrown.
Let's go to the confessional in the back that is 11, Roman numeral 11. I think it is. Roman numeral 10. 10. And read a confessional from Ephesians 1. It's a common one that we use, but it definitely teaches a lot of what we've talked about today. And so we'll end with that. A blessing towards Yahweh, God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit through the knowledge of predestination. Ephesians 1, 3 through 14. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ,
who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ,
according as he has chosen us
in him before the foundation of the world,
that we should be
holy and without blame before him in love,
having
predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself,
according to
the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace,
wherein
he hath made us accepted in the beloved,
in whom
we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace,
wherein
he hath abounded for us in all wisdom and prudence,
having made known unto us
the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he hath purposed in himself.
It is in Christ the Beloved,
in whom we also have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated,
according to
the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will,
that
we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ,
in whom ye
also trusted,
after that ye
heard the word of truth.
This is the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye
believed,
ye were sealed
with the Holy Spirit of promise,
which is
the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession
unto
the praise of his glory.
And so that very much works right through the believer's life all the way from predestination into how it comes to us. Very important part of the Bible that I think is oftentimes neglected, is just too great a mystery to even talk about. Exactly. So, Mark, could I have you close us in prayer today?
Sure. Father, we truly are grateful that you have called us, chosen us, Lord, before the foundation of the world, Lord, that we have been granted that gift, Lord, to know, have the knowledge of your salvation, and we come to value and know the meaning of the blood of Christ and the working of the cross in our own lives, Lord. Help us just to continue to believe and apply that in our lives, Lord. Thank you that we can gather together tonight. Thank you for this word that Josh has given us, and thank you for just the privilege, Lord, of being able to partake not only of your word, but your spirit in our midst, Father. Just help us to really value that, take that seriously. Ask your blessing, Lord, on our time for meal now, dinner together. We can also enjoy this bounty in abundance, Lord. We commit this time, the rest of this evening, to you, Lord, in Jesus' name.